if you can not lose yourself in the world of form, which is thought, which is emotion, which is the entire sense-perceived world around you, which has such pull. Give me your attention. The world says, this matters, this matters, that matters. Give me all your attention. And it pulls you in, and every thought pulls you in, because ultimately the world, the human world, is the world of thought. Every thought pulls you in, says, think about this, this matter is so important. What am I going to do tomorrow? This is going, what am I going to, nothing, it's not here now. But that's how thought operates. And it pulls you in. It's easy to lose oneself in the world, which is ultimately the world of things, the world of form. Not only things on a conventional level of things, and that's enough. How many people's lives, especially in the highly developed countries, how many people's lives are almost completely consumed by things? One thing after another to worry about. It's so complex. Every person has this, so many things in my life that I need to give attention. I'm not saying don't do it anymore, but don't lose yourself in the world of things. Easy. First, things on one level is possessions. Things on another level is situations and circumstances in your life. Things on another level is all the thoughts that go through your mind. Are they also things? Yes, they are form. Forms that consciousness takes. And it's very easy to lose yourself completely in that, become totally identified with that. And this is how people live. It's a dreadful way to live. One damn thing after another. For many people, that is how they experience their life. Why can't life leave me alone? One damn thing after another was Churchill's definition of history. And, of course, he was right. It's both human history is one damn thing after another, and every individual life is one damn thing after another. It doesn't have to be like that. But it's these things, the world of form, that is, has an enormous pull. A gravity, one could almost say, a gravitational pull. And so you can easily just start thinking about, if you have investments, you can notice it when you start thinking about the stock market, how it pulls you in. And how it pulled you in when it lost so much not long ago. How that, if you were unlucky enough to have things there. But wherever your things are, they'll pull you in. Now, if you can deal with things, without losing yourself in things and remaining aware of what? Remaining aware, one way of putting it is to say, remaining aware of the space of the present moment in which all things happen. And that is immediately, when your attention moves into now, there's a little bit of stillness. And it feels good. And you realize the now is actually not bad at all. I just thought it was dreadful. My life was dreadful. But when I wake up into this moment of my life, it's not actually that dreadful. Oh. Another way of putting it is, if while you perceive, deal with things, interact with people, you can be aware of yourself perceiving, interacting, dealing with things. What does that mean? Being aware of yourself. It does not mean being aware of yourself as the walking story. It does not mean thinking about me and my problems. As you sit here and listen to this voice, and this is the key, can you be aware of yourself as the aware presence through which the voice is being perceived? That means you are not losing yourself in that which you are perceiving. Because otherwise, if you're sitting there and lose touch with yourself as the aware presence, you will put all your attention onto the speaker and the voice. And you will expect something from the speaker, and in this case it's the speaker, it could be anything, any experience, any perception.